Welcome on back, folks, to ESPN West Palm today. As always, I am your host, Mike Rizzo, and it is now time to hit the hotline again to bring in a very special guest. This is Dr. Zachary Grable, who is a spine surgeon at HSS Florida, the West Palm Beach outpatient location of New York's top-rated hospital for special surgery. He treats conditions ranging from degenerative spine disorders to complex spine deformities using a variety of techniques, including minimally invasive spine surgery and artificial disc replacement. First off, Doc, with that intro, got to welcome you in. How you doing today? And I'm hearing you're a big Florida Gator fan. We'll get to that a little later on in the show. But looking forward to talking spine with you today. You doing okay today?
Yeah, everything's great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Now, Doc, let's start with a basic question. You know, back pain, one of the more common things here in the United States, really in the world. When should someone see a doctor in your eyes when they have back pain?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, back pain is super, super common. I think about somewhere 60, 70% of people will have back pain at some point in their life. Generally, I tell people if you have back pain and it's lasting for more than 4 to 6 weeks and you've been treating it with anti-inflammatories, meaning Advil, Aleve, or Tylenol, and it's really pretty debilitating, then I'd see somebody for it.
Doc, are there any specific situations which you should see a doctor immediately or even go to like an emergency room, urgent care facility when it deals with back pain?
Yeah, so typically one emergency would be or a time when you'd want to present to the ER sort of urgently would be if you're experiencing any significant weakness in either the upper extremities or the lower extremities, then you definitely want to seek help sooner rather than later. And then also, there's a phenomenon where you can have nerve compression and it can actually affect your bowel or bladder control, so you can become incontinent. That would be another situation if you were to experience that, then you're better off going to an ER on sort of an urgent basis. And then obviously, if you have back pain to the extent where you really can't even mobilize, then it would also be good to present to an ER. Again, these are pretty rare situations, but if you were to experience any of those, then I'd say go seek care sooner rather than later.
Dr. Zachary Grable, a spine surgeon at HSS Florida, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. People can go and visit hss.edu/Florida or call 561-657-4600. Doc, regarding the diagnosis, how do you zero in on what's causing the pain and what kind of imaging is commonly performed? X-rays, MRI, that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so typically, you know, we always want to evaluate the patient and check a physical exam first, so check strength and also figure out where the distribution of pain is. And that's good information to sort of guide imaging. In terms of imaging, typically we would want to see an X-ray, and that's going to show the bony anatomy a little bit, and then an MRI would be ordered in order to check for any nerve issue going on. So those are sort of the mainstay imaging that we would get.
Dr. Grable, what are the most common conditions that affect the spine that you usually see?
So the most common condition is probably something called a myofascial strain or degenerative disc disease, and that's sort of your typical back pain, back going into spasm. And generally speaking, that sort of phenomenon that could happen, symptoms can wax and wane. And that's sort of the most common, condition that would affect the majority of the population. Other common conditions are something called disc herniation, which can cause sciatica or pain running down the leg. That's another really common condition that we see and treat.
Dr. Zachary Grable, a spine surgeon at HSS Florida, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. Visit hss.edu/Florida, or you can call 561-657-4600. I understand that over the past couple of years, Dr. Grable, that there have been improvements in the way that spine surgery is performed. In your eyes, what are the most exciting advances that you see day in and day out?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of improvement in terms of technology with regards to spine surgery. Now there's something called computer-assisted neuronavigation. And basically what that is that's an intraoperative CT scan that will allow us to place screws or hardware in the spine through much smaller incisions, because now we don't actually have to see the anatomy, make a big incision to see the anatomy. We can actually use an intraoperative CT scan to guide us. And so that allows for A, more minimally invasive approaches, and B, safer surgery. And then along those lines, there's also robotic surgery. That's sort of it's a little bit in the early phase of that, but we are starting to use robotics and spine surgery again, which will help us do things a little bit more efficiently and through smaller incisions.
And then, Dr. Grable, when do you think someone should consider spine surgery?
So generally what I tell patients is if you're having symptoms that do not improve with non-operative management and your symptoms correlate with objective imaging findings and they're really affecting quality of life, then it's time to consider spine surgery.
Dr. Zachary Grable, a spine surgeon at HSS Florida, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. Visit hss.edu/Florida for more information, or you could call always at 561-657-4600. Now, Doc, you went through some of the spine surgeries, but what are, you know, some types of spine surgery can be done in a minimal and in an invasive manner. How is that accomplished, and what problems can you treat kind of that way?
Yeah, so a lot of what we do now is a lot less invasive than how we did things, I don't know, at least 10 years ago. But I guess two common procedures that we can do minimally invasive now are something called a lumbar decompression and a lumbar fusion. And basically, those were both procedures that we used to do through bigger incisions, and now we can make very small incisions and actually use a microscope and what's called a tubular retractor, so a very small retractor. And that will allow us to limit the amount of muscle we have to cut through in order to accomplish the goals of surgery. And then again, like I said, with the use of neuronavigation, that also allows us to make smaller incisions in order to accomplish our goals.
You know, and as people get older, the disc that cushions the spine in between the vertebrae can start to kind of degenerate or wear out, you know, can cause pain. Dr. Grable, how do you usually treat this? Can you tell us about artificial disc replacement?
Yeah, so disc degeneration is very common. It's probably one of the most common conditions in spine, as I alluded to earlier. Disc replacements are used more so in the cervical spine than they are in the lumbar spine. And generally, it's a very good procedure for somebody who has, let's say, a central disc herniation, meaning the disc is protruding out and pushing on the nerves. But overall, they don't have a lot of otherwise arthritis. And so what would happen is you would take out the disc that's putting pressure on the nerves, and then you would put in a replacement disc. And the benefit of this is that it will allow somebody to maintain their mobility so they don't lose any motion that they would otherwise potentially lose with a fusion procedure.
And then many patients are afraid of lengthy recovery and pain after spine surgery. Dr. Grable, what do you tell people who are in a lot of pain but put off, say, said surgery that they probably should get?
Yeah, I think that a lot of people, as you mentioned, are scared of surgery. And so I see patients who will typically do anything possible, even if it means some crazy stuff in order to avoid surgery. But nowadays, with our less invasive surgical techniques, recovery really isn't so bad. So typically, I'll tell people, for most spine surgery, the worst of the postoperative pain is really in the first 3 weeks. Somewhere between 4 to 6 weeks, they'll turn the corner, start feeling better. And by 3 months, most patients are actually feeling really good. And you know, the great majority of patients who go through all these things to try to avoid surgery, and then they ultimately have it, their response is, man, I should have done this a long time ago.
Dr. Zachary Grable, a spine surgeon at HSS Florida here in West Palm Beach, is our guest. You could visit hss.edu/Florida, or you could call 561-657-4600 for more information. And then, Doc, kind of final doctor question before we get into your Florida Gator fandom. And I have a lot of questions. Billy Napier and et cetera, big year for the Gators this year. His doctor is a Florida grad. But can you give our listeners some advice on maybe some good practices to maybe prevent back pain or even to prevent an injury to begin with? As we mentioned, to start the program, you know, back pain, back injuries, very common throughout the world.
Yeah, I think the best thing you can do is essentially be healthy. And what I mean by that is you want to have a good diet. You want to stay in shape through exercise. So if you're overweight, your chances of back pain are definitely going to be a little bit higher because you're putting more weight through the discs. So that's just sort of something simple to think about. And then in terms of your exercises, I think most people don't spend enough time or focus on working out their postural muscles, so their lumbar extension muscles and their core. But if you can get a really strong core and have good postural muscles, then a lot of times you're going to avoid having a back condition or serious back pain.
Folks, to get more information about the services offered at HSS Florida in West Palm Beach, visit hss.edu/Florida. That is hss.edu/Florida. Or you could always call 561-657-4600. Once again, joining us today on ESPN West Palm Today, Dr. Zachary Grable, a spine surgeon at HSS Florida. Now, Dr. Grable, you are a Florida grad. You told me big college football guy, big Florida Gator guy. Billy Napier sticking around, being the coach again this year. That was announced by the program actually midseason last year. Gators had ended the season in a good way last year. I'm pretty optimistic about DJ Lagway, the quarterback for Florida, and what could happen with the Gators this year. What are you most looking forward to the season when it comes to your Gators?
I mean, I hope we can continue the momentum we ended with last year. As you said, once Napier was sort of announced the head coach again, it seems like we just sort of turned things around and we had a great end to the season. I think DJ Lagway was great. I just hope he doesn't, he seems like he may be a little bit injury prone. I've heard mixed reports in the off season. So I just hope he's healthy and we'll see what we can do, but I'm hoping for a good season.
Now, what would be a good season in your eyes, Doctor? Just is it competing for the SEC? Is it maybe making the college football playoff? Because let's be honest, Florida's got one of the tougher schedules in the country.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in school, I was there for the Tebow eras, and we were winning championships. So, for me, I want to win a championship. But I think if we can get to the playoffs, I think that would be huge. We haven't really come close to that recently. So if we can get there, I think that'd be a big accomplishment.
Now you said you were there for the Urban Meyer era, and Ohio State is one of the colleges that I went to. Big Urban Meyer fan myself. Now, did you go to the games? Do you have a favorite? What's your favorite memory? If you got a favorite game, favorite memory, because there's so many with Coach Meyer there down in Florida.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think one of the games that stands out the most was we actually lost. It was when we played, I think it was maybe the year Tebow won the Heisman. And
the Ole Miss game? Was it the Ole Miss game?
Yeah, it was the Ole Miss game.
Yep.
And so I think that was one that sort of stands out to me the most. But I basically went to every game when I was in school there. Mm-hmm.
Tebow, greatest college football player ever?
And from my perspective, yes.
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. Doc, thank you so much for joining us here on ESPN West Palm today. Once again, folks, Dr. Zachary Grable, a spine surgeon at HSS Florida, the West Palm Beach outpatient location of New York's top-rated hospital for special surgery. He treats conditions ranging from degenerative spine disorders to complex spine deformities using a variety of techniques, including minimally invasive spine surgery and artificial disc replacement. To get more information, visit hss.edu/Florida. You could always call as well at 561-657-4600. Doc, thanks for the great information today, and best of luck to your Gators coming up this season. We appreciate you joining the program.
Great. Thanks for having me, Mike.
We're coming right back on ESPN West Palm today.